From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill's husband, Joseph Shepard, has invested $1 million in a hedge fund tied to the Cayman Islands, only a few years after McCaskill co-sponsored legislation targeting the tax haven. The Kansas City Star reported yesterday that Shepard has earned anywhere between $230,000 and $2.1 million in income. Shepard declined to comment. He and McCaskill filed their taxes separately. Officials from McCaskill's campaign simply say McCaskill has no involvement in her husband's investment and makes decisions on public policy based on what is best for Missourians. The private investment funds use sophisticated techniques to try and get higher returns in the stock market. The structure of Shepard's hedge fund is legal and common. The Howard Hughes Medical Institute selected MU to receive a $1 million five-year grant in support of an inclusivity initiative. The Columbia Missourian reports that the grant will help MU and 32 other colleges engage all students, regardless of their background. Participating students could include ethnic minorities, first-generation college students, or adults with families. Officials from the university say the grant will allow MU to make changes to the natural sciences program through community building and partnering efforts. Some of MU's goals for the grant include encouraging an inclusive identity by building relationships with community colleges, historically black colleges, and Columbia Public Schools. Federal prosecutions of gun cases have doubled in St. Louis this year due to an effort to reduce the city's gun violence. U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen said that 357 cases had been charged January through May, as opposed to 156 from last year, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. His office estimates the number will hold steady and remain doubled by the end of the year. These charges could go through the state court system, but the federal system has better resources and programs to help those charged and convicted, according to Jensen. Federal prosecutors largely focus on cases that could lead to murder, such as those linked to drug trafficking and other violent crimes. They are also focusing on a specific area of the city where a large number of the city's violent crimes and homicides occur. With the increased number in prosecutions, public defenders worry that they won't be able to keep up. Local jails are also reaching capacity, forcing jails in central and southern Illinois to be utilized. An attorney suing former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens and his staffers says recently uncovered texts show two former employees used a message-deleting app to discuss state policy. The Kansas City Star reported former deputy legislative directors Brad Green and Jeff Earle texted about talking points on a prescription drug monitoring policy. The attorneys allege open records violations and told reporters that recently uncovered texts show the governor's office discussed state business on the Confide app. Mark Pedroli, an attorney in the case, said the administration has always denied using the app for public business. The screenshots say the opposite, he says, which is that the office was using the app to conduct substantial public business. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.